ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಐಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ದ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಓಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಜ್ ಮೌಂಟನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ 10,000 ಯೋಜನಾಸ್ tall. The height of it was 10,000 yojanas. That is, one yojana is 8 miles. So height it was. It had, the mountain's name was Trikuta, and there were three peaks of iron, of gold and of silver. And this mountain, there was a valley called Ruthumar. And in that valley, there was a lake. In that lake, this group of elephants, they were coming to drink water. And as I said, the ferocious animals like tiger, rhinoceros and lions, they all run away when the leader of elephants Gajendra comes, while the smaller animals like deer and all, they just roam around. They feel quite protected in that environment. So now they all went to drink water, and Gajendra, he was taking water, he drank, then he gave water to everyone, then they took a bath, and all they were doing for each and every elephant, his wives, his children, his friends, so many elephants were there. Then suddenly what happened? An alligator or a crocodile came and he caught the feet of the elephant. He caught the feet of the elephant and he was not ready to leave. Gajendra tried his best to remove his feet from the mouth of the crocodile, but he could not. He tried, and all his friends, the male friends of Gajendra, they tried to help him to remove the feet, but still he couldn't remove the feet. Then after that, what happened? Many, all the others also tried to help to remove the feet, but they couldn't, and they all gave it up. And Gajendra himself was left alone trying to remove his feet for thousands of years. He was, the feet of that elephant was in the mouth of the crocodile. He couldn't remove the leg. So what happened after 1,000 years? He became weak. No, elephant is a strong animal, but the crocodile is eating everything from him. What will happen? And while the crocodile is becoming very strong, so now what happened? This elephant, Gajendra, he remembered something. What did he remember? In his previous lifetime, he was the king. Who remembers?
Indradyumna.
Yeah. So he was the king Indradyumna. And as king Indradyumna, he was a very great devotee. And he knew some prayers. And those prayers are these Gajendra prayers. So he told, he recited all these prayers. Actually, I have given only few paragraphs for you. There are more paragraphs. So he recited the whole Gajendra prayers, and then what happened? The Lord was very pleased. Immediately Lord Vishnu came on Garuda. He came on Garuda, and what did Gajendra do? Immediately from the lake he took one lotus flower and he offered it to the Lord with the help of his trunk. And then the Lord, he came first, he relieved Gajendra's feet from the crocodile's mouth. And then after that, it used his Sudarshan Chakra to kill the crocodile. And what happened? A beautiful body came out of the crocodile's body. And that was Gandharva. Basically, that crocodile, in his previous lifetime, he was King Huhu. Yeah. But he got a curse from Devala Muni. That is why he got the body of a crocodile. And this elephant, and then he was relieved now because the Lord's chakra killed him. So he got liberated. And this Gajendra, in his previous life, he was King Indradyumna. And what, because he was a devotee, he left his kingdom to his children. And he went to the forest to meditate on the Lord. He was completely meditating on the Lord. And he was so much concentrated, he did not even see what is happening near him. And at that time, this Agastya Muni, he came there. And Agastya Muni, he came and he saw that Indradyumna Maharaj was not respecting him. I mean, he didn't even notice that. See, normally when a devotee comes, you should see and respect him. But then when he saw that no one is, that Agastya Muni did not, Indradyumna did not pay attention to Agastya Muni, Agastya Muni cursed him that you get a dumb this body like a elephant. But this Indradyumna Maharaj, he could have, he didn't get angry. He said, hey, what is this? You gave me this curse. He just accepted it as a mercy of the Lord. So that is why he got that body of an elephant. But now this, because the Lord touched him, so that's why along with the Lord he went back to Vaikuntha. So the point is, he recited Gajendra prayers and the Lord came. The Lord was pleased. And whoever recites his Gajendra prayers will not get bad dreams. If you recite Gajendra prayers, you won't get bad dreams. You get sometimes so bad dreams, right? Those dreams you will never get henceforth. Okay, so this is the glory of Gajendra prayers.